victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Seeing Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord said to the man of God, Ezekiel, on one occasion, in Ezekiel 37 and 3, 37 and 3, he said, Son of man, can these bones live? Is he asking him because he didn't know whether they could or not? Certainly he knew. And he already knew what he would do. But again, what's he looking for? Faith response. I thought this was pretty good. Ezekiel said, Oh Lord, you know. How many know that's head and shoulders above ain't no way? That old dead dry bone live again? I don't see how. That's unbelief. And see, we're so used to hearing that kind of talk and thinking that it doesn't matter and it doesn't mean anything. We need to get our mind renewed. That kind of talk displeases the Lord. It's major in His eyes. He expects a faith response out of us every day and every night, all day long and all night long. No matter what comes up, no matter what the issue, what the need is, we're not going to have all the answers. We're not going to know the details. We're not going to know how God's going to do it, when and where and who He's going to use. He didn't expect us to know all that. He does expect us to come back with a... Yes, Lord, I don't know how, but I know that You know how. And I know there's a way. And I know the Lord will meet our needs. You got to remember, these boys were there at the wedding feast where the water was turned into wine. They've already seen a few things. They should be able to give a response. He should pipe up and say, well, this is going to take a lot of food, but I mean, that wedding thing worked out real good. And they were flat out of wine there. And I know that the Lord can do it. And I know that You hear from God. And whatever You tell us to do, we'll do it. And this will work out some way. Can you hear the difference in the tone? As opposed to, well, we did scrap up this little lunch here. But I mean, what in the world is that among so many? That's not a drop in the bucket. Now, the reason I'm saying it like that, you can hear that talk at any church in town. And people don't think a thing in the world about it. They think, well, that's just life and it's just, it's hard. I don't know how in the world we're going to make it. And y'all just pray for us. And for what? Pray for what? God expects, He requires faith of you and I, and we don't have to have a clue how to be able to respond in faith. Every day and every night, you can respond in faith every time. Can't you? Somebody says, well, man, this bill came up. We didn't know we were going to have to deal with it. What are we going to do? I mean, it's the end of the month. It's this and that, and we already have this. What are we going to do? Say, hush, shh, that's enough. That's enough. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to trust God like we always have. And He's going to come through for us like He always have. Well, how's it going to happen? We don't have to know how. He will show us. He'll work it out. God expects every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, from the least experienced to the most experienced, He expects every one of us to answer and respond in faith all the time. Do you believe it? Well, see to it now that no doubt and unbelief comes out of your mouth. And you don't and talk the problem and magnify the need and how hard and how much and how long. Don't do it. I know you've been trained that way, maybe even in church. But get delivered. and get free and get your mind renewed and become a faith talker, faith responder. And when the Lord asks you, what you going to do about this? How are we going to deal with this? Oh, Lord, you know, and you can do it. And I'm going to stick right here with you. I'm going to stay with you. And I know that some way, somehow, it's going to happen. And we're going to be all right. And all our needs are going to be met. And we're coming through. We're coming out. That is faith. It's good, strong faith. Just talk like that all the time, and your life will change. Well, he took the little boy's lunch, and he began to do something. Verse 10, Jesus said, make the men sit down. There was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Now, he is doing this in a very specific way, isn't he? Well, we got this lunch here. Oh, good. But what is that among so many? Andrew didn't appreciate the potential of a seed, did he? He's looking at that little handful of stuff, and Jesus is already excited. We did find these little loaves and fish, and Jesus is going, that's it. And they're going, that's nothing. Don't despise a seed. Amen. Oh, the potential of a seed. Yes, sir. And so, he took it, and he's very specific. He said, all right, now have everybody sit down, and have them sit down like this, and like this, and like this. All right, now you men come over here and stand with me, and I'm going to pray over this a certain way, and then I'm going to distribute this to you, and you're going to distribute this to them. And then they're going to pass it to them. How many understand? Very specific. Very specific. Why? We already know. How is he doing this? Did he just decide, I'm going to do something? Hey, I'm Jesus, and I'm going to feed this bunch. Uh-uh. According to him, he couldn't. Now I'm quoting him. So how's he doing this? He said, I only do what I see the Father do. I only say what I hear him say. So he had to have seen this. So when he's asking Philip, where are we going to get food to feed all these people? He himself already knew. How did he know? Father showed him. The Father, is this exciting or what? The Father had shown him. He saw it happen just like he saw everybody sitting down a certain way. He saw him praying over it. He saw him distributing it to them. He saw them giving it to the others. And he saw it multiplying. And he saw all the needs met. He saw the Father do it through him and through them. Oh, this excites me. This excites me. What's so exciting about this is John 14:12. If you believe on me, the works that I do shall you do also. Well, how did he do it? The Father showed him. And our text says, if you love him, you'll keep his words. And what'll happen? He will love you. And he'll what? He will manifest. That means show. Are we in faith right now about him showing us things as we keep his word? Are you? We should be expecting. And it doesn't have to be, we've touched on it, we'll perhaps get on it some more, but it doesn't have to be an open vision, falling into a trance. There are different levels of seeing, different degrees. It's happening all the time. Folks are just not paying attention to it. So, he does this. I was reminded of a man of God I heard some years ago telling of an experience that he had. He was in his bedroom and about half asleep and praying some, and he saw something. He had a vision. He saw himself go to a house. He saw he'd never been there before, but he saw it. And he went inside, and he saw the color of the walls. He saw the things hanging on the wall. He saw the furniture and the color and the construction and style. He saw people, and he saw a little boy on a bed. and the little boy was deathly ill. And he saw him pray for the child, and the child was healed. Glory to God. Well, it wasn't a few hours after that, somebody came knocking on the door, wanting him to go pray for a child. Well, he's excited already. And so he gets in the car, and they go. And on the way there, he asked the man, he said, "Do you live in the such and such kind of a house?" The man said, "Yeah." He said, "Are the walls painted this color?" The man said, "Yeah." He said, "Do you have such and such hanging on your wall that said this?" The man said, "Yeah." He said, "When were you at my house?" He said, "Just a while ago before you came." Is this what's happening with Jesus?
Yeah.
He's seeing things.
Yeah. Glory to God.
And so they went in the house. And there it was, just like what he saw. Exactly like what he saw. House, color, walls, furniture. Walked through the one room, into the bedroom. There's that little boy, just like he saw, laying on the bed, deathly ill. Same bed covers, same furniture. And so, boy, he's excited. He thought, "Bring him to me. Bring him to me. Let me pray for him." So they brought him, and he prayed over him, and he got worse. And they thought he's going to die right there on the spot. Couldn't get his breath. So they're trying to work with him, and his mother's crying and screaming. And the man sat down and thought, "Lord, what is this? I know what I saw." And so he just sat down in the chair, didn't know what to do. They sat there for a couple of hours. And one of the men said he had to go, and others had to do this or that. And the child finally was breathing in a ragged fashion. And he said, "Lord," and he began to check back over what the Lord showed him. And he realized things were not just like he saw. There was a woman that was sitting in a chair doing a certain thing. There was somebody else there. He thought, "Lord, I got ahead of you. I'm sorry." How many know we got a lot to learn about these things, don't we? He said, "Lord, I'm sorry. Help me to see what to do." So he just sat there and he just waited. And this was in the nighttime. Well, about daylight, here come a knock on the back door, and it was Grandma. And she came in the room and walked right to that chair where he saw her and sat down and pulled off her glasses and wiped them just like he saw. And one of the guys said he was going to leave, but he decided when she came in, well, he'd just stay a little bit longer. So he came and sat down, and the man thought, "Oh boy, everything's just like what I saw." And he said, "Bring him to me again." And so they brought him, and he prayed over him, and glory to God, the Lord raised him up and healed him. Was it true that that man could do nothing of himself? He can't do this. What can he do? Only what he sees the Father do. How many believe we'll have more and more of this in our time? This has always been the way God operates. And he's teaching us about it now. And why is he teaching us about it? So more and more things will happen. Oh, glory to God. And it's not us doing it. It's him doing it. And then when some of these special things like this happen, the word gets out and people's faith is stirred and thousands can come and just receive with their faith. Amen. You don't have to have a special thing for every person, but you got to have some of these things.
Yes.
It's the plan of God. It's the way he moves. It's the way he operates.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Seeing Jesus, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God, God, God.